All right, we're going to do some trash talking. We're going to do some trashing. I'm going to start with EP tonight. Because, you know what, I'm going to wake his ass up. Eric P. the Third. Do you have anything? Come on the thing and say it. Don't type it. This is 2014. You have audio capabilities.
I said I'm numero uno, not the third.
Whatever. I thought you meant hold on. All right, you need headphones. All right, well, you could get them back at 7 o'clock, but that's fine. I wanted EP to go first.
Well, he's got to hear what you're saying.
No, he doesn't. He just has to take the ball and run with it. Rob, would you like to start? Would you like to begin? I actually have a dual trashing tonight.
All right, do it. You go first.
Well, it's 8:59. I want to get to the 9. I want time for my dual trashing in the 9 o'clock hour. And let me check our Twitter. Hold on. I'm going to check the Twitter before you go. See what we got here. I know Nick has been great to tweet tonight. I won't mention the one thing, Nick, you put on there, but I will mention the second one. It says, Mr. Parker may not have a DAC jacket, but from the looks of it, he still has quite a few shirts from that other station. Come on!
I know, that's not good. That's bad.
What are you wearing today? I need a tape.
I'm sorry. I told you this is one of my favorite shirts, and I'm not getting rid of it. I should have put some black tape on it.
You know what we should do? Call Drew and see if he'll wear one of our shirts at DFN on his show. You tell me he's got a sports show now. I thought he was still doing Drew and Mike. But
it sounds like a morning show, but
I
guess.
You tell me it's different. I mean, I love the guy, but still, come on, you know. So, nothing there. All right, that was Nick's. Nick,
that's pretty funny that
he's
watching. All right.
Nick is watching on the 42-inch high-definition flat screen. Come on!
And he can see it very, very clear.
He's a very talented man. He's a very, with the sax and the thing, and he's on tour. He's a very talented musician. And he's a big fan of Parker and the Man. All right, Rob, it's 9 o'clock. What are you trashing?
Am I going first?
We can wait.
All right.
I wanted EP to do it because I know he'd be quick. Are you ready? Oh, he's ready to go.
He's been ready to go. That's what I
thought. Let's do it.
Okay, Mr. Mark the Man, I got a little trash for you. Despite how you feel or whatever you think, I feel pretty strongly about this, and I got to trash the Golden State Warriors upper management for firing Mark Jackson today. I think that's just an atrocity, to be honest with you. I mean, what do you think, just from a pure coaching standpoint, do you think he could have done any better this year?
Are you asking me a question or Rob a question?
Yeah, either one of you guys. Do you think he could have done any better?
The best job, seriously, I told Rob when I came in, the best job Mark Jackson did was turn Draymond Green into an NBA player. And you saw how good Draymond Green was at the end of that series with the
Clippers. Yeah, but I'll tell you, the last couple of years with Mark Jackson, that team has been good, like a viable component out west. And I think, you know, Mark, we always said, we saw it here with the Pistons and Rick Carlisle and stuff. There's some other stuff, extenuating circumstances, that go off the court. And sometimes that's not going to save you, even though you've coached well and your team has won, because people look and say, hey, there's talent here. It's not about just coaching. You know what I mean? If we bring the right guy in, we could get this team moving in the right direction. So I think it's sad.
I'll tell you what, Rob, they're going to regret it. Because the way I see it, like, I really think all the players love playing for him. And they all played good. They lost to a really good team. The Clippers were a better team.
Oh, yeah, in 7 games. To what, like, they got blown out in 4? And
blown out.
That.
This is the key. This is the key, though. What was the key to the Clippers winning that series? Let me ask.
Sterling.
No.
I'm not being funny.
It had a big motivation at the end. But who was the key player in that series? For the Clippers.
The key player?
Who won them that series?
Chris Paul?
No.
Well, 8 threes kind of does it.
I mean, when did that happen? DeAndre Jordan. DeAndre Jordan, I'm telling you. Okay. Go back and watch it.
DeAndre Jordan first couple of games, and I thought after that he didn't have the greatest stuff.
Go watch every game. I'm telling you, man, I watched it. And then this is the key for Golden State. Who did they not have for that series?
Well, Chris Paul had the 8 triples just last night against Oklahoma
State.
Yeah. What now?
Who did Golden State, who was Golden State missing for that series?
They were missing, what's his name?
The big Australian.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Big Australian.
There you go. Now, if they had Bogut, that could have been a totally different, they could have won
that
series.
Yeah, but this is a personal thing. Come on, you got to admit it. It has nothing to do with his coaching or what his team was able to accomplish.
It's not fair, though.
I know, but unfortunately, that's how things work.
Especially in pro sports.
It just does. So
I just think they're going to regret it
personally. There you go. You trashed the Golden State Warriors. Give it up to him, Rob.
I got you.
The best trash he's done so far since he's been here.
Nope. That was good. It was very good and topical. Yeah. All right. All right. We'll take more of your trash talking coming
up. Trashes are coming. Rob's trash, and I got a dual college kind of trash that I believe you'll enjoy.
All right.
And I'm ripping the people that need to be ripped, and I'm not ripping them from a million miles away. They're here, and they need to be ripped.
Mark, I don't know. I'm on Twitter, and I just got a, looking at Twitter.
You were just tweeted?
And I just got so many of the Len tweeted in and just said, hey, Rob, it's great to hear you guys back on the air. Sounds great.
What's a great trash?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying they were just hitting us up and saying nice things, so that was pretty good.
Yeah, we'll get you updated on the Tiger game, Heat game, Canadian game, a lot of game. That's what we do with the updates. It's next on a Trash Talking Tuesday, a Trash Talking Twitter Tuesday on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You are listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Okay, I'm taking some last-minute water. Come on, do it. Let's move this thing.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Mark.
What are we, in the sixth? What are we, in the sixth? It's 4-0 Tigers. Robbie Ray still on the mound against these fine, bandy bunch of Houston Astros. I'm telling you. 2005 seems like a lifetime away since the Astros were in a World Series. 4-0 the score. Miguel Cabrera's third homer of the season. Torrey Hunter a sack fly. B-Mart an RBI single, but they've added another run since. And Robbie Ray's got a little bit of a cushion to work with against this horrible team. And that's where it stands right now in the second game of the four-game series at Comerica. Will Houston even score? Forget about winning right now. Have yet to score a run that is now 15 straight innings. The Tigers have shut out the Astros. College baseball in Mount Pleasant. Michigan beat Central Michigan 7-1. In Kalamazoo, the Spartans beat Western Michigan 5-4. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker and the Man presented by Sporty Cuts. NBA playoffs. Conference semis. Game 1. Miami up 20 in the fourth quarter. 96-76. I'll get the most accurate info here for you. Because I know you want that. LeBron's got 22. Chris Bosh with 11 rebounds. And it looks like the Heat are going to roll to a Game 1 victory tonight at home. Portland, San Antonio at 9:30. Stanley Cup playoffs, Round 2, Game 3. Montreal leads Boston in the third, 3-1. As I said earlier, I get nervous every time P.K. Subban now scores a goal for the Canadiens. Just lay off of Twitter, people. Lay off of Twitter. Chicago, Minnesota go at 9, so just about starting now. The Blackhawks and Minnesota will play their Game 3. Other baseball, American League, Indians lead the Twins 4-1 in the eighth. Orioles over the Rays 3-2-6. Two others start at 10:05. Interleague series, Red Sox over the Reds 3-1 in the fourth. Blue Jays, Phillies 5-5 in the seventh. Colby Rasmus with his eighth homer of the season for Toronto. White Sox lead the Cubs at Wrigley 1-0 fourth. I'm proud to say that my niece and my sister are on a rooftop watching that ball game tonight, the Crosstown Series in Chicago on a beautiful night outside Wrigley Field. Rockies lead the Rangers 2-1 in the second. For Texas, home run tonight. Adrian Beltre is first of the season. National League, Dodgers over the Nationals 3-0 seventh. 1-1 Giants Pirates in the eighth. Cardinals and Braves tied at 1 in the seventh. Atlanta got their run on a Justin Upton homer, his ninth of the season. Marlins over the Mets 3-0 eighth. Brewers lead the Diamondbacks 5-2. And that is in the fourth inning. And that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Let me click the thing and we'll get going. Hold on. Hang on.
We got people ready to trash.
I think they are. Let's just do this.
Let's do it.
The paper's in the trash. Are you looking up in the cash? You better watch that kitchen floor. Are you ain't rock and roll no more? Yaggity yak.
All right. I can't wait to do mine.
All right, I got one, too. Woo. You know what? I'm, like, not that happy, and I'm going to do it, but it's Trash Talking Twitter Tuesday, 248-848-1130. Chime in.
Let's try Aaron. You're on Sports Night with Parker DeMann. Aaron, what do you got?
I want to call and talk to Mr. Rob Parker about why he thinks that Brooklyn has any chance to beat
Are you really, Aaron, after game one where the Nets played a game seven on Sunday and Miami was at home and had a week off, are you going to base the series on the first game?
I would never base the series off of one game.
I'm going to base it off of 5-0 this year, 4-0. And obviously Brooklyn, it took a toll playing the seventh game and having to come to Miami where they've been sitting around for a week. They look fresher.
Even I'll give them that.
Come on, you gotta look at the game. Don't be crazy.
At 9 days,
exactly.
You're ready for a game.
Exactly. It's a big difference.
I'm looking at the entire series, and that's the entire series. I just don't see how Brooklyn has a chance.
The regular season doesn't matter. What do you mean it doesn't matter? What are you talking about, matchups? Yes, it does matter. I don't know what you mean by it doesn't matter.
Matchups, I'm talking about matchups. We have a healthy Dwayne Wade now.
Okay, you just gave it away. We have. So you're just a fan. So no matter what I say, it wouldn't matter to you.
No, not true.
Yeah, last year, tell me, you thought they won another championship too in game six when half the arena walked out, right? You thought it was a wrap, right?
I kind of did, yep.
Yeah, okay, all right. I just want to make sure, okay. Because everybody says...
You're going for Brooklyn because you're from New York.
No, it has nothing to do with New York.
No.
Mark, can you tell them Brooklyn wasn't around when I was growing up?
Come on, dude.
By matchups.
It's the same reason everybody thinks he's a Yankee fan.
I know, it's the same thing. I grew up in New York.
And you know what? Aaron? Seriously. I grew up in Chicago. People grow up places.
Exactly.
Get over it.
Exactly. I mean, it's just like really, I don't root for any team.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. But I'm saying Miami in six. I'm with you on that, Aaron.
Okay,
the only thing difference is when you say they have no chance, you're giving Brooklyn to win a chance to win a couple of games. No chance means they're going to get swept in four games.
No. Okay. Well, my no chance is saying that they have no chance of winning the entire series. So.
Okay. All right, you'll call me after the series. All right, you'll call me after the series.
All right, Rob.
All right.
Thanks, Aaron. 248-848-1130. Who are you trashing tonight? Here's KC.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, KC.
What's happening?
Hey, Rob, I know what your secret weapon against the Nets against the Heat is. It's coaching. It's Jason Kidd. He's going to spill a cup of water on the Heat and put him out, huh?
What was the thing with the French fries?
Put the what? What, his wife?
Yes.
They had domestic violence.
Was that when he threw French fries at her?
They were feeding the baby and she complained about something. They got into a domestic thing.
What was with the French fries?
But they were feeding the baby French fries.
They were feeding the baby French fries?
And maybe she didn't like it. I don't know.
Casey, did you feed your baby French fries?
Oh, God, yeah. Peanut butter, too. They kept them quiet.
Oh, stop. Oh, you know what, Casey? But you got in trouble when you gave the baby a large Coke for
and a Big Mac.
How many times have I got
and a quarter pounder with cheese.
You said what? How many times what?
And a Whopper.
It's a Pepsi, not a Coke.
I'm sorry, a Pepsi.
You want a Coke dealer now.
I'm sorry, a Pepsi. I'm sorry. I think that's the funniest story, and I'm sorry to bring it up.
Yeah, you know, you got me. I'm a lefty. I like sell Coke. You know, I'm like a Coke Zero here, guy.
Coke Zero.
Yeah. I just, you know, I want to trash all these people that want to take Ebron, that want to take Sammy Watkins, and everything. You know, guys, this is a passing league. I'll give you that. But look at what Seattle did with their defense, the home field advantage. You've got to go for that shutdown corner.
Thank you.
You've got to go for defense. How many defensive scores did they, you know, make at the end of the game? They didn't. They didn't stop anybody.
Nobody, KC.
We're all defense.
And KC, let me tell you this. Everybody, Peyton Manning's going to win the Super Bowl. Their offense, they're unstoppable. They scored 8 points in the Super Bowl. Do you remember how they destroyed everybody during the regular season? They
Absolutely.
Scored 8 points because they came up against a great defensive team, and they had nothing.
And they didn't have home field advantage. But I'll take a good home field a defense gives you home field advantage, even on the road. Remember those horrible losing streaks on the road? It's all because of defense. Matt Millen wanted Joey Arrington. He wanted all the receivers. He wanted those flashy players. You know, they got Megatron. They fell into that. They got, you know, Matt Stafford. If they go for, you know, Sammy Watkins, that tells me that Matt Stafford isn't the quarterback of the future. They just got to protect this guy by putting as many good receivers out there. That's not the way you win games. You know, Matt Stafford shouldn't have to come back. That defense should be able to stop people. Shutouts. You can win games 9-6. It's still a win. You know, you get in the field goal position, you got to get a kicker, that's for sure. But you know what?
Here we go. Now he's asking for a kicker, Rob. See what I tried to tell you months ago.
And you're going to need a center. How long is Raiola going to be able to wave that front finger at the fans? You know, it's not going to happen very much longer, guys. You know, we need to draft a center, maybe the third or fourth round. We got a lot of holes. But you can't take these flashy wide receivers. What happened with Ryan Boyle? You know, what happened with, you know, Fourier? You got weapons. Just, you know, get them so they can be on the field. And how are they going to be on the field? Your defense stops people. You keep them out of the end zone. You got a chance to fall into point. They're the defensive scorers. They don't come against bad teams. They come against good teams in the end of the season, and we Lions just haven't had them. So I'm trashing anybody that wants to go offense. You got to shore up that defense first.
There you go, Casey. I couldn't take any more. You made your point.
All right, let me do my trashing.
Good to go.
I want to trash Major League Baseball
because
I'm putting the blame on Major League Baseball for allowing a team like the Houston Astros to exist. And, Mark, it's not that I get it. Houston went to the World Series in 2005. They're a proud organization. They've had great players there. Biggio, Bagwell, Mark, they were a good. Nolan Ryan pitched there. I could go on and on and on. But this team that they're masquerading as a major league team is embarrassing. Really? They just got a run on an error. The Tigers dropped a pop-up to second base Kinsler. So they're on the board. It's 4-1. They got shut out last night by Scherzer. And it's unbelievable. Their payroll is like dirt cheap. Of course, they got a black manager because they're not going to waste a white guy on a bad team like this.
Ouch!
I'm sorry. It's just absolutely ridiculous that they want people to spend money, Mark. You're going to spend money to see this?
Not me, and I wouldn't watch it on TV, which is why their ratings are zero.
It's bad for baseball. I'm not saying that they got to be the Yankees or the Red Sox or the Dodgers, but my God, put a competitive product on the field if you want people to go out and buy tickets to watch it. Even if you're a Tiger fan, why would you want to go out and watch these games? Tiger's going to win, but is it any fun, Mark? I mean, isn't part of the fun of the game that there's a rub, like the Tigers have to do something to be able to win? If you win every day, people stop showing up. That's what happens. My God, they're terrible.
That's Rob's trash, but don't sugarcoat it. One of the reasons you go to baseball games is to see the opponent. You want to see when Mariano Rivera comes to town.
Yes, you want to see when the Dodgers come to town, Mark. You want to see when the Red Sox.
Those are pieces to the, you know, to the magic of the game, is to see the superstars that play in other cities.
And see your team go up against some great players to be able to say, man.
Mariano Rivera released a book. It's out today about his life. And I told Rob, he rips Robbie Cano and says, Dusty Pedroia is a better player, and he would have rather had Pedroia around that time than Cano. Well, the whole reason that there's this little battle is because Pedroia is a good player in Boston. The Boston-New York thing has always been relevant, whether it's just the uniform or the players. The reason I'm just following you up on this is because I would like to just really quickly, if you didn't see the lineup tonight, here's the Astros lineup tonight. It's Altuve, Fowler, Castro,
who?
Carter,
who?
Guzman,
who?
Springer,
who?
And they tried to tell you on this George Springer was the second coming. He's hitting 200.
I thought I thought Jerry Springer was playing there.
Dominguez, Hose, and Villar. Not one of those people are you paying money to come see in your town. Now, you know, next up, the Twins are coming. People go to see Joe Mauer. It was better when they had Morneau and Mauer. Better even yet when they had Kadire, Morneau, and Mauer. Maybe even better yet when they had, you know, Radke, Kadire, you know, all these guys. But you do go to see the opposition. The Astros go from town to town and give you no one that you want to come out to see. So I agree with you on that.
Brutal.
All right, coming up, I'll give you my trash, and it has to do with college sports on two different levels. One, it has to do with the upcoming college football playoff. And the other one, part of it is what the Big Ten decided to do today to the Big Ten Conference basketball tournament. That's next. Sports Night with Parker DeMann on a Trash Talking Twitter.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.